In Lebanon, the ceasefire is still holding as United Nations troops move in. 5 weeks of fighting led to more than 1,000 deaths and millions of dollars worth of destruction. And yet the stated reason for the war has still not been resolved. Two Israeli soldiers captured by Hezbollah militants are still missing. Eldad Regev and Ehud Goldwasser were captured while on border patrol. Ehud's father, Shlomo Goldwasser, joins me now. And Mr. Goldwasser, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, the ceasefire resolution calls on Hezbollah to release your son and Eldad Regev, but it lays out no timetable, no binding conditions. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's already 35 days that they are missing. They have been kidnapped, and we had nothing from them. I don't think that anyone from the other side, from the kidnappers, will release my my son without getting something. So I predict that there will be a negotiation between the us and them.
So you think that Israel will release some Hezbollah prisoners?
I believe so.
Is that something that Israeli government leaders have told you?
No, no one told me anything.
Do you believe in the government? Do you trust the government that they'll be able to get your son back?
The government promised us that they will do anything to release our boys. We don't have other governments that we can choose. This is our government, and I hope that they will do what they say.
Tell us a bit about Ehud. I understand he was recently married.
Yeah, Ehud is 31 years old. He married 10 months ago to Karnit. And both of them are doing environment engineering. Ehud is doing for his living photography. And the army for him is not a job. Anyone after service, army is calling 1 month a year in Israel to serve in military reserves. And that's what he was doing when it happened to him. It was his last day of the military reserves. Unfortunately, he was in the wrong place in the wrong time.
How do you feel right now, waiting for your son?
I don't wish it to anyone. It's difficult. It's not easy. But we try to do things. We try to promote our messages, hoping that our voices will reach the right ears.
There's been a lot of talk about the ceasefire resolution and the position of Israeli forces, the position of UN forces, of what this means for Hezbollah, for global politics, for Mideast peace, for the power of Iran, et cetera, et cetera. And it seems that lost amongst all of this is the story of the two Israeli soldiers, your son and Eldad Regev. Do you feel sometimes frustrated by that they seem to sometimes be forgotten in all this?
I don't think that they have been forgotten. I think that it's a mistake to relate the war with the kidnapping. It's a mistake. Of course, it was a trigger that started the war, but I'm not relating the kidnapping to the war. Finishing the war is the first step in releasing my son, the sons, you know, our children.
Shlomo Goldwasser is the father of Ehud Goldwasser, one of the Israeli soldiers captured by Hezbollah militants some 5 weeks ago. That was the event that sparked the war in Lebanon. And Shlomo Goldwasser, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.